Hey LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. Immerse yourself in our vibrant fashion scene where exclusive streetwear meets high-end boutiques. Stroll through styles defining our bold, wildly creative city, like the unique finds at Melrose Trading Post, a real LA gem. Explore star-studded experiences on Hollywood Boulevard, behind-the-scenes studio tours, and moments of awe under our legendary blue sky. Picture this. The iconic Griffith Observatory, inspiring directors worldwide. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's the time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Frosted Tips with Lance Bass,
an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, my little peanuts. It's me, your host, Lance Bass. This is Frosted Tips with me, Lance Bass, and my wonderful, beautiful, handsome co-host, Turkey Turchin.
Oh, hey, Lance.
I'm also married to him. So step back.
Oh, well, way to expose all of our personal business. Now they
know. I reveal too much on this show.
Gosh.
All right. Well, happy holidays, everyone. Halloween is officially done.
Yeah.
And we are now creeping up on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
For me, it's about your friends.
And
you know, Christmas is like the family to me, and Thanksgiving is like the friends.
Oh,
is what it's become, because I call it Friendsgiving now.
Well, you do have a Friendsgiving.
And it's the day,
we do that.
Yeah, and it's the day that you really, you know, really care about your friends.
Your
and want
stray
to be together.
Friends, mostly.
Your stray friends that can't go home for the holidays with their families.
Yeah, exactly.
Friendsgiving. We're going to finally have one this year, which yes. We had one last year, but I took a break before that. Now, I love having a little potluck because I love all my friends that, you know, can't go home for the holidays. They come over and everyone brings a dish that reminds them of what they grew up for Thanksgiving. And I think it's important to, through food, to experience like the different cultures that you grew up with. Because I, as you know, very small-minded person growing up in the South, didn't even know that you could have lasagna for Thanksgiving. I thought that was like, what? That's stupid. How do you eat lasagna?
I mean,
I'm like, maybe Italians might like lasagna.
We always had like a big platter of bagels and cream cheese and stuff during Thanksgiving.
Jewish people like Thanksgiving? How dare y'all?
Yes, we are also thankful.
Oh, God.
That's right.
Well, if it ain't turkey and dressing, don't come. No, it's, I do. I like seeing through their culinary, especially their family recipes. If someone brings a family recipe, it really tells me a lot
about
their family.
Them. And you try it and you're like, this is horrible.
I'm like, this is horrible. Why do you put olives in this?
You have a horrible
Gross.
Family.
Olives?
You're no longer my friend. You're not invited now.
Get out.
Ex-friends, Thanksgiving. Bye.
But I hope everyone has a very fun and safe Thanksgiving. Today on the show, I am excited to have my friend Christine Taylor.
Yes.
Known this one for a very long time. One of my favorites, because I watched Hey Dude as a kid.
Me too.
Nickelodeon was like my jam.
Hey Dude.
Hey Dude. And just one of my favorite people. She is, and you're going to love her. I mean, she is such the sweetest, the best person. And I did her show, Hey Dude.
Her podcast.
No, not the show.
Yeah, I know.
When I did Hey Dude when I was seven,
So I just did her podcast, Hey Dude, the 90s called. She does that with her co-host too from the show.
Yes.
David. And it was great catching up with her. And you know, those people that you can go 2 years without seeing or talking to, but then you just catch right back up and it just feels like you've just never left.
Yeah.
That's the type of person Christine is.
Aww.
We've had some really fun
I'm excited
times.
To talk to her. Yeah,
she's a great one. And then before we get to her interview, because I know this is going to go long because I like to talk and she likes to talk and, you know, we have history.
Yeah.
We have history. So, but before that, okay, so I have to tell you about this Audible that I just did, Audible Original.
Oh.
You know, they do these fun stories, right? I've done
the space series.
One I did, the scripted series. So this one came across my desk and I'm like, well, this looks fun. I won't tell you exactly what the story is because you'll be surprised. It doesn't come out till next fall, but I just recorded it yesterday and it was so fun because guess who I got to act with?
Who?
Deborah Messing.
Ooh.
I got to be the Will to her Grace.
Well, that is amazing.
But she was the mom version though. Yeah.
Oh.
It was awesome.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I just wanted to get
that. Well, I have a name droppy story.
What's that?
This morning at Starbucks.
Oh, also Lucas Cage is in it. Glenn Powell, Top Gun. Yeah, good people.
Well, I was at Starbucks this morning.
What?
And Lily Tomlin.
No.
Next to me in line.
I love Lily Tomlin so much.
Just, you know, unassuming, just in there at the random
was she at the
Sherman
one down
Oaks,
by
where I get my haircut.
Oh
nearby.
My God.
Yeah, I stopped there before you took your car in.
She's the best. She, you know, we've run into her a few times. Her and Jane Fonda, which is like the best. Like getting them together, like that's seeing a unicorn. Right?
Yeah.
And we've seen that unicorn a few times because of charity events and all that type
of
stuff.
Yeah, you had a good moment with them.
Yeah. Oh, I had a great moment with them and
Snoop Dogg. Yeah.
Create your own story.
Yeah, you can see where that
so story fun moments with her, but I guarantee you, Lily would have no idea who I am. I've met her so many times that if I went up to her at Starbucks, she'd be like,
"Who the fuck are you?"
Uh-huh. Yeah, so yeah, but she can do no wrong, and it's still to this day. What's the movie where she shrinks
and she goes in the garbage disposal?
Yes.
Every time I put my hand in the garbage disposal, I think it's going to turn on and murder me.
Every time I go,
I knew
to
you were
going to
say that the second you said
It's a core memory
for me.
It scared me so much as a kid,
me
and
too.
It still scares me every time I see a garbage disposal because I see Lily Tomlin
in there
shrinking and getting in the garbage.
I know. I'm like, she's gonna get mutilated.
Yeah. It just stuck with
that
me.
That is funny.
Obviously, I'm 44 and it's still with me.
Same season.
Lily Tomlin, what do you do to me? All right, let's take a little break. When we come back, we're lighting Christmas candles already in here.
Oh,
thanks, Queer Candles.
Thank you.
Ooh, the spruce. That is nice. I have, obviously this is a podcast, but if you look behind me, all of our Christmas boxes have come.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling they're going to stay in boxes for another 2 weeks because I just don't know when I'm going to be able to open them and start decorating. But the trees are up. The trees are up. Half the lights are working. But we'll see where this goes. But
it's
when
magical.
We come back, Christine Taylor is going to be with us. And I'm so excited because she's the best person ever.
Hey LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels.
From epic shopping to nonstop pride events, discoverla.com is your gateway to everything LA. From walk-up windows and rooftop bars to year-round alfresco dining, Los Angeles is a culinary thrill ride sure to leave visitors hungry for more. From tacos to sushi, we truly have some of the best restaurants. After you get a bite to eat, get a taste for fame firsthand by attending a star ceremony on Hollywood Boulevard or a glimpse behind the scenes at World Famous Studio Tour. Stop and see a movie at the iconic El Capitan Theater and check out the stairs outside the Dolby Theater where all the stars walk before the Oscars. Take a hike at glamorous Griffith or stop for a boba or a draft cold brew at an outdoor cafe perfect for people watching. There are endless amounts of outdoor activities in LA with our beautiful weather. And of course, Pride is celebrated every day in Los Angeles. Everyone is welcome to experience our sparkling nightlife, indulgent spas, and sensational shopping. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Christine Joan Taylor Stiller is an American actress, writer, producer, director from Allentown, Pennsylvania. We love her as Marcia Brady in the Brady Bunch movie and Very Brady sequel, as well as roles in films including The Craft, The Wedding Singer, Zoolander, and of course, her television roles in Hey Dude, Arrested Development, and Search Party. Love me some Search Party. Today, Christine is the host of the iHeart podcast, Hey Dude, The 90s Called, which I might have done an episode on there. Might want to go check that one out. Christine Taylor, welcome to Frosted Tips.
Hi. Yay. What a great intro. Well, what a great intro and a little plug for you on our show. I love it. You got it all in there. You even got my middle name. You got Joan.
We cover everything.
Everything.
Christine. Everything. And I love that we did Zoolander and The Wedding Singer together.
And Tropic Thunder.
Oh, that's right.
Wow. Tropic Thunder.
All right. So you're saying that the intro was correct, because sometimes these things, you know, there's a lot of information that is just not right.
The Wikipedia pages.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Yep. I didn't catch any glaring mistakes there. I think you got it all. You hit the highlights.
Okay. Perfect.
Over the last several decades.
You've been so accomplished in your career. What do you like to tell people? It's like if someone just made you like, hi, I'm Christine. What would you like people to know? Like, oh, I did this. I'm most proud of this.
I mean, that's so hard.
And don't say your kids, because that's the normal
default. No, we're talking about career.
God, no. Oh, my God. And my kids are old now, too. So I really don't want. Yeah. They're like 21 and 18, and they want nothing to do with any of it. But I will be very honest. What I'm most proud of, and there are so many movies that I've been in with incredible people, but the one job and the one thing that I felt like, okay, if I don't get this job, and I was 22 years old when I auditioned for it, if I don't get this, then I might as well just pack it in and not do this anymore. And that was Marcia Brady, because I grew up watching reruns of The Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
I knew every episode. I knew every line. I did an impression of her since like elementary school.
I worship
Maureen McCormick. Yeah. I love it. So I was like, I want to do this right. People said I looked like her.
Physically, I remember when I first saw that movie, because I was obviously the reruns when I was little. And I remember it was a birthday party. I was like, we all went to see the movie. And I was like, at first I recognized you from Hey Dude, because from before that, I was of the age. And then
I was older than you. I loved Hey Dude.
You did?
Okay. Yes. I was such a Nickelodeon kid.
But I just remember being like, wow, like she looks exactly like Marsha Brady. It was just like, how did they find this actress? Like, it was the most uncanny thing I've ever seen.
Well, and almost, I would say it was so, like, almost, and thankfully I did get the job. Thankfully, I did my homework, what I had heard after the fact, because I auditioned, I think I may have auditioned a second time, and then I got it fairly easily, whereas the rest of the cast, the ones who played all of my siblings, we had them on our podcast, and they told their audition stories where they were like 7 auditions, 8 uh-huh. auditions, 9 auditions, oh, mixed gosh. And they were like, you basically strutted in and got the job. But it didn't feel like that because it was so high stakes for me.
Yeah.
But I almost, I think to a fault, because I still to this day get mistaken for being the original Marsha yeah. Brady, that people will say, I grew up watching your show. They think I'm Maureen McCormack. Oh, they really, I swear
like,
to
wow,
God.
You look great.
Do you just kind of go with it though?
I do. Yeah, I tried making corrections at the beginning. Yeah. No. She was in, I was, in, and I realized why? Yeah. It's an honor to think, like, let
just
them think that.
I mean,
I still like, I just love Maureen. So it's like, let's be interchangeable. I'm sure she gets it every now and again.
Yeah. And I've met Maureen a few times. Because she's one of my Dancing with the Stars buddies, and yes. she's just such a lovely, lovely,
yeah, so
lovely
sweet.
Person.
She ah. seems I follow her on Instagram. I sort of think I'm her friend from afar. Uh-huh. We met at the sequel, the premiere of a Very Brady sequel. Yeah. But I just think she's delightful. Yeah. I think everything about, I just love her. I love
well,
her
must
so.
Be such a bond between someone that gets to play the same character. I mean, you have to be like sisters at that point.
And honestly, I think she was a good sport about mm-hmm. it too, because I think she knew when we shot the first movie, all of the original cast members did cameos except for Maureen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And Eve Plum, mm-hmm. Marsha and Jan. They didn't do cameos. And I understand, because I'm sure for them at that point, it was like, we've yeah. moved on. And also,
Eve
are they
Plum.
Making fun of us? Right. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember seeing interviews with Eve Plum just being like, I'm over it. Like, I don't care anymore. Like, I'm not Jan Brady. Just like, leave me
right.
alone.
But this
right.
movie was so great because it was supposed to be camp. And it was supposed to be just a fun
it was amazing.
Joke, you know, an elevated
yes.
version of the Brady Bunch.
Specifically, yes. you and Jennifer Cox were just so good. I mean, did you
well,
just
and
die
we were
all
the two
th-
fans.
Yes.
We were the yeah. two big Brady fans.
She
so we were.
Me. She that kills me in everything. But the two of you were just like so spot on perfect for that. Uh-huh. It just killed me.
It was great.
Yeah. And how strangely we've become like memes and gifts and things like
oh,
that
I mean,
over the years.
The Marsha memes, like with your hair, brushing your
the
hair.
Sure Jan.
I use it all. Sure Jan is like I use that every. Oh I mean, God. You are literally Sure Jan. Like you are part of like an iconic
sure
moment.
Jan.
Sure,
I mean,
Jan.
Yeah,
sure Jan.
I think we use that like daily.
Daily. Sure Jan.
Sure it Jan. Does bring up a little bad memories because I don't know if you know this, but I had the Brady Bunch house in my hands for about 24 hours before they ripped it away from me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, stop it.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
was
yeah.
the recent. Yes.
Well, no, the one before
it?
The sale.
Okay,
before
they did the renovation.
Yeah, yeah right before.
I had this great idea, Christine, that I was going to, you know, produce this show where every season you take an iconic film or television house that we know, the Home Alone movie house, the Brady Bunch house, the Golden Girls house, and you go in and you redo it just like, you know, the TV show, and I don't know, you show the whole making of the rebuilding of it. And so I wanted to start that with the Brady house, and it, you know, it came up for sale. I'm like, I've always said, if this goes up for sale, I need this house. Like it was such a part of my childhood. And then it was a fun little bidding war, and then we ended up winning it. And then all yeah. of a sudden the next day they call, they're like, so HGTV has come in and said that they're just going to buy it from anyone. So it's like, sorry, we're taking the house from you.
After they already said you got it. It was so mean.
That okay. is insane. That's yeah. very upsetting. I understand that there.
I'm sure it was a blessing, though. We do not
strikes
need, did
a
not
nerve.
It would have been fun.
It would have been fun.
But
yeah.
but the girl who just bought it recently was a little upset. She's like, wait a minute. So you're saying that the kitchen is not even a functional kitchen? Because they built it as a TV set.
Sets, right.
yeah. It was crazy. crazy though how realistic it was. On
it
the
was.
Inside.
It was magical going in that house. Yeah. It was something. Yeah. But no, I have no hard feelings for HGTV anymore. Yeah.
I still have to watch that. I haven't watched that. I've been saving that for.
It was okay.
Was it?
Yeah, it was okay.
I had notes.
I have notes. I have notes.
Always has notes.
Well, Christine, let's not talk about Brady anymore, which I could all day long. But let's start at the beginning. I love having my teen idols on this show, and especially our female teen idols, because we always get these boy banders on the show. It's great, but like to have like legit one of my first teen idols to be on the show with me is so exciting. So take us back to the beginning before we get into your career. Where are you from?
I am from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Grew up there. Very, you know, middle America. Very.
Is that
you know,
where Joe Biden's from? Or is he somewhere around there?
No. Okay.
I don't know if he's from, not from is Allentown, from but although Billy, he's Delaware, I think. Delaware. But I think there's some Pennsylvania. They're neighboring states. Okay. But
he's from Scranton.
Oh, he's from Scranton.
He's from Scranton. That's from Scranton. Oh, see, that I should really know that. That's terrible. I think I must have too, but I still think of Scranton as the office.
Right. Oh, me
so
too.
There's always things that just override. But also Billy Joel was the one who sort of put us on the map for
Maybe
better.
That's
or worse.
Why I know the name so well. Okay.
From the song, and it was, you know, so it was very sort of middle America suburbia growing up, but I loved plays. I loved doing the theater. I loved musical theater. And I remember in second grade at our church seeing a production of Godspell. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I'm 8 years old and I just was like, I have to do that. Like I wanted to meet these teenage kids who were like superstars to me.
Yeah.
I went to 12 years of Catholic school. And I just got into doing, you know, school plays. Mm-hmm. And that's really how it started. And then when I was in high school and doing some, and then I did some community theater and a local manager, talent manager who had a daughter who had done some work in LA, who had been on a TV series, and she was trying to sort of do some, you know, child management out of Allentown by way of New York City. And she saw me in a show and said, would you ever be interested in auditioning professionally, like for commercials or, and at that point I was 16. So, and I went in and auditioned for a Burger King commercial and, got the commercial and it was like a big national two burgers for a buck campaign. I could still recite it.
We don't have that anymore.
No, they sure don't. That dates me. That tells you how old I am too. But that was, that was like in the late 80s. And then, it was like I was 16 years old and in high school and it was a big deal in Allentown. Like, you know, Lance, when you're like from a little town and something big happens.
I just remember when they started coming down to Mississippi to cast some things. And my friend Denman Anderson, which I went to junior high with, got cast as one of the people. It was, what was that? It was...
the war movie?
No, well, there it was. The War was the other one that I auditioned for. And like... It was so funny because the first movie I auditioned for was called The War. And they came to Mississippi because they needed authentic, you know, Southern sounding people. It was, what's the book about on the Mississippi River? Finn.
Oh, Huckleberry Finn.
Huckleberry Finn. So whatever movie that was, he was cast in that. And I was so jealous that he got to be in a movie.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, he's going to go off and be a huge star. And he's going to leave us behind.
Did he?
He did a few more movies. Yeah.
Okay.
He did.
He showed you.
Yeah. So your first thing was a Burger King commercial.
Yes.
What I used to do back in the day, I have not done this in a while, and I think we should, is I like to bring my entertainment friends over, like at a party or a game night.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to bring your very first thing you ever did, and we all have to watch it.
That is so good.
And it can be so embarrassing and awkward. Oh, my God. We did that with with my friend Emmanuel Shariki. We did it, my very first movie I did was with her.
On the line.
And so I had, you know, my significant other and her significant other. Like, you know what?
Let's watch
for
it.
For funsies, we're going to watch this. You know, I've not seen it since the premiere, but, you know, let's do this. Uh-huh. Mortifying. I thought it'd be just funny to watch. It was just mortifying.
No, it was hilarious. And the sexual tension between you two was just palpable.
Oh, I bet. It was palpable, yeah. Right?
It just palpable.
It just went off the screen like leather.
God. That is such a funny idea, though. We had that idea way back when, not that specifically, but when all, like in the, you know, I would say like late 90s, early 2000s, all of our friends who had done tons of pilots that just never saw the light of day, and we all had like VHS copies or a DVD copy of it, and we kept trying to get failed pilot night put together, where like everyone would put, and because some of them were so, like you said, like you think it'll be funny and some are just what was I thinking, and you're of course we're devastated at the time that it didn't get picked up, but though, you know, those, a pilot is that thing you put your blood, sweat and tears into. You think it's going to be this big series, and I mean, most of them never, that's it, it's for you. I've like they never see the light of
I think
day.
I've done 6 or 7 pilots, none of them went.
Yeah, you're a show killer.
I'm a pilot killer.
Rival you. I'm a pilot killer. I am too. I really am. Hey Dude was not, because we didn't really shoot a pilot. We they sort of knew they were going to have a series. So I didn't kill that one. But most after that, I think I did one other pilot that got picked up. The rest, dead.
I know.
Dead.
And I hear these stories all the time. But yeah, you do start taking it a little personally. Like, well, am I the bad luck of all this? Because you go through pilot after pilot. And then there's shows that I would join and then they would end the next season. I'm like, am I a show killer now too? I mean, literally the last pilot I did last year was L.A. Law. Like the L.A. Law with Blair and the
Blair Underwood, Bring It All Back.
It's a slam dunk. It's a slam dunk.
And I'm like, well, this is, you know, and they already had the merchandise made and like this is, I'm going to be a reoccurring character. This is going to be awesome. That didn't even get picked up.
No.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I think I should maybe just like hang up my hat. This is bad.
Yeah, let's get a new hobby.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, but you can't take it so personally. I think you learn.
No, you really can't.
The older you get, the more you're just like, okay, I can take this. This happens. Everyone has the same
stories. And then you literally ask every single one of your friends and they're like, oh.
Yeah. So let's give a frosted tip right now. What do you tell these new actors coming into this business? How do you warn them that things like this will probably happen?
Well, I think, you know, here's the thing, because I have a 21-year-old daughter and an 18-year-old son who both want to go into the business. Our daughter and both are seniors right now. Our daughter's graduating college, drama major.
Juilliard, right?
Juilliard, drama major. She is such senioritis. She's so ready to be done. But and then my son graduating high school and he wants to go into a theater program somewhere, too. And so anyway, they're both just like, what are, you know, you and dad had it, like you guys got so lucky. You guys got, and so there is an element of luck. There's no question. Like I look at where I was in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Yeah. I didn't come from a show business family. I did some plays. It was the coincidence of
right
this
time,
woman.
Right place. Yep.
Right time, right place. Mm-hmm. You know, it's having those little mini moments. But now I feel like this generation, because of social media, because of YouTube, because of all there's so many platforms. All I say to young talent and actors and my kids' friends is create your own content. Like make something, record it, because now there's ways to get it seen. There's way, like we didn't have that. No. I mean, I played like pretend in my, like I remember the TV series, this predates you guys. There was a TV series based on the movie Fame. And it was like, it was on in the 80s and they had soundtracks.
I watched that, of course.
My friends and I would, after school, like fifth, sixth grade, we'd all get together, go in the basement, play the songs. And like, we didn't have video cameras to shoot it. Mm. We were just doing it for fun and singing along. But the technology now, I mean, anyone can be, you know, their own director or own writer, their own creator. So I always just say, write, create. Don't sit around waiting. Don't sit around waiting.
You got to always just keep creating and keep moving. Otherwise, there's a million others of you doing the exact same thing. It's like a double-edged sword now because you have now so many people. There's so many more avenues, but there are literally thousands of times more people now doing the exact same thing you're doing.
Yep. And so many people just want to be famous. Yeah, exactly. Right?
And that's the
it's
other
not
thing.
About
you're focusing on just the fame and not actually working on being good at something. And that's how you really make it if you want an actual career. Yeah. You got to be good at what you do.
And there is a difference between those. And I think, you know, the real entertainers out there, especially on, you know, TikTok and all that, the ones that are really, you know, great at creating content and great actors, great musicians, they kind of get a little poo-pooed on because of these ones that just are there to be famous and doing something. Right. You know, it's like, okay, what can I do to get attention just so I can become famous, but have no
some sort of viral moment. Exactly. And there's instant success, instant overnight. And it's that you can't chase. Mm-hmm. That to me is
your kids are obviously probably on social media. Were you scared about them, you know, getting like just putting their lives on display like that? We didn't have to do that as a kid. You know,
if you wanted to learn
about us, you read Bot Magazine, you know, and half of that probably wasn't true, but you know,
exactly.
My favorite color is not red.
Yeah, hard hitting question.
And also, it felt like it was a big moment too. I remember for you know our little show on Hey Dude, because we were Nickelodeon, it wasn't sort of this huge network platform. If we ended up in one of those magazines, it was so cool for us. We were oh my gosh, like somebody found us. Yeah, somebody
we're famous.
Saw us somewhere. We had a very different sort of teen experience than you guys, Lance.
Well, you did. We talked about this on your show, Hey Dude.
Yeah.
You know, because where did y'all film that? Did y'all film that in Arizona?
Tucson, Arizona. Yes.
So you were out of Hollywood. You know, you're teenagers doing the show for Nickelodeon. And I was talking to you about how, you know, our experience was, you know, when I was 16, I joined this band and, you know, you had, you know, this management around you. You didn't know if you were being taken advantage of at all. We felt like we had, you know, guardians around us, but we probably didn't. But you felt protected on your show.
Strangely. Yeah. And I think because it was Tucson, Arizona, and because it was such it was this small production company, which strangely was from Knoxville, Tennessee. So it was like these Southern love bugs were kind of taking care of us, but yet very lax. Like we just happened to be fairly good kids who weren't like pushing the envelope. We were so like David and I, like we were all like sort of 16. So we just sort of were in awe of having this experience and kind of rule followers. Like we were definitely.
But did y'all play spin the bottle? I'm pretty sure y'all played spin the ball at some point.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure we played a few of those. Uh-huh. But we did feel a little, I think, protected just because of even just geographically, like where we were not in the heart of the pulse of show business. And we were not getting, you know, our picture taken by paparazzi or anything like that. It really wasn't until like the show had been on for a couple of years and we had moved to LA and then we saw that we had a little bit of a fan base who, you know, now it's like, you know, grown people who are like, I watched you growing up and like, it's amazing because we just didn't really know at the time.
Yeah. Were your parents super supportive of you wanting to become an actress?
I mean, so supportive in the most, I think, like blind faith way you could ever imagine, like knew absolutely nothing. Yeah. Like this woman came along and was like, hey, there's an appointment if you want to. And my mom, my mom drove me into New York City and like we parked at the parking garage, Manhattan parking plaza, right out of the Lincoln Tunnel and hailed cab. Like we had no idea what we were doing, but it just seemed like a fun opportunity. And I never remember having to push my parents and say like, please, please, please. It was always just like, what a great opportunity.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever expected it to snowball the way it did.
Right.
And I just feel like I will say, cause my dad is sort of like my mom is the extrovert in the family. My dad was sort of like the quiet teddy bear type. And I remember I had been living in LA for a couple of years after Hey Dude. And it was hard. It was like, I would get a job, like I'd get an episode of Saved by the Bell and then I would not work for months. And then I would get a little like, but not nothing regular. I had some money in the bank from Hey Dude, so I didn't have to wait tables at that point yet. Yeah. But it was getting sort of, I feel like I was just sort of starting to lose steam and just like, I don't know if I'm like, I don't know if this is for me. Like, I don't, this is hard. This is hard between jobs. I have some good friends, but what am I doing? Should I get a real job? Should I go back to college? And I remember my dad came out to visit and a man, a few words, and he just said, I believe in you. Mm-hmm. And I, like, that's all I needed to hear. It was like, if you want to stay, you have our full support. Wow. Give it a couple more months. And, you know, it's like those moments that I remember. I really look back on that moment. Because if my dad at that point had said, you know what? Because he's a businessman. I mean, he was like ran his own small business in Pennsylvania. And he could have very easily said, it's not practical. You know, you're going to run out of money soon. You're going to need to get a real job. But he didn't say any of those things.
Yeah, because in most cases, that is what happens. You know, it's
Absolutely.
And you hear all these horror stories. I mean, I see so many friends going through this, and, you know, people moving out for pilot season, which there is not anymore.
Doesn't exist, right?
Yeah. You know, and especially at that age too, like having to deal with such an adult problem at such a young age, you were a kid still, trying to figure out this profession. And then you have all the people around you that, you know, you don't know who you can trust.
I mean, I feel like when you talked about that on our, the episode you came on, I mean, the amount, I think the takeaway for us was how hard you guys were working. Like when you said you did not have a break, it was like they kept going and you're touring and you're recording music and you're doing choreography and you're showing up here and you're this appearance that. Like who was looking out for you? And you guys were riding the wave too, right? Yeah. So you felt like the answer would have to be yes.
Of course. Because you're always told, out of sight, out of mind, out of sight, out of mind.
And you're being robbed blind during the whole thing.
Yeah.
So
they keep you busy enough so that you don't see them lay out pickpocketing.
I know, how many times did you stay at your house
In Orlando? I mean, I lived there, I don't know how many years, but less than 20 times. I think I've slept in my bed.
You were just never there.
We were always on the road, but that also was a different time as a musician back then.
You had to
be on the road 24/7. You had to go to every single radio station around the world, and it would take you sometimes months to get through them, and then you just start the whole process over. Now kids are like, okay, I uploaded my song. I'm going to take a 2-month vacation right now. Thanks, guys. And now it's number one on iTunes in 2 hours. Yay.
And now we can just Zoom every interview.
Yeah, and we just Zoom every interview.
Perfect.
I mean, the kids will never understand.
Walking 20 miles in the snow every day to work.
Uphill.
My dad used to always say that to me, and I believed it for so long. And then finally, I'm from Miami Beach, so I was not very bright as a young kid. And then finally, I was like, Dad, there are no hills or snow here. You've been lying this whole time. I was maybe 8 when I figured that out.
Oh, man, that's a little too old for
that. I know.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. So, you know, those Miami private schools don't do so well
for
you.
Clearly not.
Hey, L.A., Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. From epic shopping to nonstop pride events, DiscoverLA.com is your gateway to everything L.A. From walk-up windows and rooftop bars to year-round al fresco dining, Los Angeles is a culinary thrill ride sure to leave visitors hungry for more. From tacos to sushi, we truly have some of the best restaurants. After you get a bite to eat, get a taste for fame firsthand by attending a star ceremony on Hollywood Boulevard or glimpse behind the scenes at World Famous Studio Tour. Stop and see a movie at the iconic El Capitan Theater and check out the stairs outside the Dolby Theater where all the stars walk before the Oscars. Take a hike at glamorous Griffith or stop for a boba or a draft cold brew at an outdoor cafe perfect for people watching. There are endless amounts of outdoor activities in L.A. with our beautiful weather. And, of course, Pride is celebrated every day in Los Angeles. Everyone is welcome to experience our sparkling nightlife, indulgent spas, and sensational shopping. Plan your weekend at DiscoverLA.com. It's time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Well, as someone who makes people laugh, who are your comedian icons? Like, who did you love?
Oh my gosh, that is such a great question. I mean, I feel like I grew up loving... like, I loved all John Hughes movies. Like, I just felt like that sense of humor and sensibility. Yeah. And those all have such heart as well, too, mm-hmm. you know. But I think of those movies and I think of the Steve Martins and the John Candies. And, you know, Ben will correct me and say those were got, like, the Martin Shorts and the John Candy. They all came from SCTV, which was, right. Ben's comedy exactly, training, yeah. which yeah. I didn't even know of SCTV until Ben and I got together. And he started yeah. showing me, you know, all these that those people, the Catherine O'Haras, the mm-hmm. Eugene Levy,
just so good.
I mean, it's crazy how many. It's like what came out of Mickey Mouse Club. It's just like this. These incredible people,
unreal, yeah. unreal. I look at the movies like to me when I saw Waiting for Guffman,
oh.
and like my, Christopher Guest, oh. and that it like there's that movie is comedy perfection. It is
it's next level.
It is.
It's next level.
It's and, so and smart and so brilliant that like this tiniest things you laugh at. Like it's just
But
so
I love
good.
Things like I love when there's groups of actors that do movies. Like Waiting for Guffman, that whole Guffman crew, you know, they've done so many movies together. I'm yeah. waiting for that a new crew like that yeah. to start making
and
movies.
Yeah, I felt like even, you know, when Ben and I met, I was a fan of Ben's. Mm-hmm. Like I yeah. had watched the Ben Stiller show mm-hmm. and I knew like I knew like Flirting with Disaster. This was before mm-hmm. Something About Mary. He did this movie that was like a David O. Russell movie with yeah. Patricia Arquette and Tay Leone and Josh Brolin. And mm-hmm. it was like that to me was comedy genius. Like Alan Alda and Lily Tomlin were in that. So when I met Ben and like got a glimpse into his world. And at the time, like his Ben Stiller show cast was Janine Garofalo and Bob Odenkirk and mm-hmm. Andy Dick. And they were like they were a version of that for me too, where yeah. I was like, these people are geniuses together. And they're sort of like, they were a little older than me, but my generation like that, I was not like a sketch comedy. I was not trained in sketch comedy. I mean, I feel like I lucked into comedy because I loved it growing up and I had a funny family. But then it was really just doing that Marsha Brady impression that people suddenly felt like I was.
Well, no, you just have, you know, it. You have
trained
that,
in comedy.
You have that comedic timing, which is really hard.
It is
to just you just have to naturally.
It's
have.
A natural thing, I think. You can't force it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, it's true.
Well, how tell my listeners how you and Ben met.
Oh my gosh, Ben and I met at an audition.
Yeah.
I went into audition for him. Yeah. So like get what I just spoke about, mm-hmm. like being a fan of his. So I get this call for this, an audition for a pilot that did not get picked up. And let me tell you the cast too. It was a pilot that Ben Stiller was directing and at this point, Something About Mary had come out. Like Ben had sort of like hit stratospheric levels as an actor, but he was directing this, and I knew he was a director. I loved Reality Bites, and Cable Guy, and so he was directing this pilot, and Jack Black was the star of it, and Owen Wilson was going to be the voice of Jack Black's talking motorcycle, because it was a pilot called Heat Vision and Jack, and it was about a man, Jack, and his talking motorcycle. So it's sort of like a send up of like Knight Rider meets Star Trek meets it was very sci-fi, really ahead of its time. Yeah. Like that's one of those failed pilots that you can find because
well,
it's
that,
on YouTube.
You should just bring that back out now because that I feel like that would get picked up on Netflix tomorrow.
I know. this is my husband. I feel like he's always 10 years ahead of his time.
Yeah.
With certain things. Sometimes they hit right, but literally. Yes, right?
Yeah. There's so many shows that I've pitched like 15 years ago, and they're now, there's my show.
That there's that idea that I had.
Pick up. Yeah.
That's hard. You have to just know that it all comes back. It's all going to collide and it will all work in due time.
I'm just waiting for it.
Point was we met, I auditioned for him. I was really nervous. And I also really felt like this was one of my, like, comedically, I was like, there's nobody funnier than Ben Stiller right now. And he was so serious in the audition. I was like, oh my God, I had already worked with Adam Sandler and The Wedding Singer. And you know, like, Adam's like he's singing, he's doing funny things. Ben was like, total eye contact. Looked you right in the eye when you were talking. It was not cracking jokes. He was like, okay, try this. And it was a comedic show, but he was so into the directing. And so, and I was like, oh my God, he's so serious. And he's really like, you know, that was the real deal. And then it turned out he didn't want to cast me because he felt like he only saw Marsha Brady when she came in.
So do you feel like that typecast you a lot going after that?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sure
I
it
really
did.
I really do.
I get it because people can't look at me as the non-18-year-old NSYNC guy. You know, it's like they can't get past
Sweetie Pie,
that.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. Like that, people still see that. And I do, I mean, I don't think now, obviously, but I do feel like right after the movie came out, it was almost like, she's just a really good Marsha Brady impressionist. Yeah. She looks too much like Marsha Brady. Yeah. And I didn't like dramatically change my look either. Yeah. I didn't like cut my hair.
But it was such a huge movie. When you do something so huge and so iconic, people just get stuck with you right there, you know, which is great to be a part of something like that. But going forward, you're like, okay, now look at me.
Especially when that's like your first big break is something like so iconic, almost like Napoleon Dynamite, you know, whatever is John Ritter. It was such this iconic, nuanced, specific role that after the fact, you couldn't really see him in anything else.
Yeah.
I know real, and it's so true. I felt like when it first came out, it was tough to kind of break through and have people see me for something else. And you know, and Ben, what was funny was at the time, like, Ben didn't want to cast me, and then the studio did want to cast me. Oh. So they ended up kind of forcing me on him. And
so it was.
And then he was and then
it was
we
an arranged
had
marriage. Yourself on him.
We did a lot. Like, it was funny. We laughed a lot on set, and he told me the whole story. I don't think I even knew the story that I didn't get hired at first, and then he told me. I was like, oh my God, that's even worse.
I know. No kidding.
You denied me.
Oh my gosh. I also, you know, the first movie I was talking about with Manuel Schirinkey, one of my co-stars was Jerry Stiller.
I was gonna say that.
Yeah. I mean, he was such a lovely, lovely man. We had so much fun on set together. His wife was so incredible because she was a,
oh yeah,
I mean, she scared me. She really did. I remember the first day that we were, you know, filming, she comes up, she's like, "Lance, if you this up for my husband, I will kill
wait,
you."
And?
I'm like, yes, and I'm like, what?
Oh, you mean Anne?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if you meant like the who played his wife.
Oh, no, Anne.
Oh, my like, God, stop. Yes, that sounds like Anne. Oh, as soon as you said it.
I mean, she's always like joking like that, but it feels so like, oh my God, this woman's really going to kill me.
She was so great too in everything she was in. She was amazing.
Well, that was the thing. That was her sort of way of disarming. That was her lead in. And then she became mush because she's like this, you know, she was like, but that is the I could hear her voice saying that, Lance.
Just suffer myself. I'll kill you. It was great. I'm like, I love you. You're the best. But yeah, one of my favorite scenes in the movie was with Jerry. It was, you know, finally the moment, the heartfelt moment, and it was with him. And I don't know. I just loved it. We had a great time together. And it must be,
sweet.
And you're in a family full of these legends. I mean, you and Ben and Jerry and Ann. I mean, were your holidays just always laughing? I feel like it would just be like the funniest thing ever.
Yes. Yeah. And because I think Ben's parents were so different than my parents. I mean, they're Upper West Side, liberal. Like, I grew up in very conservative Pennsylvania.
I feel like our parents are the same parents. Like, everything you said about your family is my family.
And the same with mine.
Yeah, and then his family. Right?
I'm from Miami Beach, very liberal Jewish family. And he's from Mississippi, Southern Baptist. Not that.
Yeah. Right. And yet, something magical about that was, I think, the magic of Ann and Jerry also, was that they didn't see any of that. Like, when Ben and I met and we did the whole like family gathering, and we did it in Pennsylvania, and I remember Ann and Jerry show up at my parents' house in Allentown. Mm. You know, my parents hosted this thing in Allentown for family. We had just gotten engaged, and the doorbell rings and Ann and Jerry show, you know, the driver had brought them in from the city, and Jerry immediately was like, "Is Trexler Town near here? Because I bought stock in a mall in Trexler Town." I was like, "Jerry, that's literally like walking distance from here." And so he was immediately like, "I want to go see the Trexler Town Mall.
Yeah, I want to see what I invested in."
And we went in a little drive. I was like, "I don't know if it was the greatest investment. It's not doing, it's not well, really popping."
Malls kind of went downhill after that. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But they were just such, they just embraced my family in such a way, like, and yes, holidays, Thanksgiving tables, some of the stories that.
How awkward was it when they first dropped the F-bomb in front of your family?
Well, it was so funny because, my Catholic mother and she fell in love with Anne, though. Yeah. That's what I love, is it sort of brought out, like, they just bonded immediately. Mm-hmm. But the funniest was when they became, like, Grandma Annie and Grandpa Jerry for the kids. And that was where we finally had to say, like, "Anne, you gotta dial it back.
Yeah.
Dial it back." They're like 2 and 5. Yeah. 2 and 5. We don't want that to be their lead word when they walk into preschool and kindergarten. But they it was great. We moved from L.A. to New York when the kids were 8 and 5, and Ann and Jerry, like, so they got to still have some really great quality time.
Yeah.
Like, if we had stayed in LA, they would have missed a lot of the best times with their grandparents. Mm-hmm. And so they have great memories. They have so many. We're really lucky.
You're happier more on the East Coast, aren't you?
I love it. Yeah. I love the changing of the seasons. Yeah. However, LA is still my home away from home. Like, I haven't been there in a year. This is like the longest I've gone without a trip back. And it's just, you know, it was just obviously like the life stuff and kids. And my full-time job right now is getting these kids out of their respective schools in one piece.
Uh-huh.
Because, as I said, so we haven't traveled there in a while. But when I go, it's like all the old haunts that are still around. Mm-hmm. I just have memories of, you know, like,
well,
the
your core memories.
And
well, at our age, you know, growing up here, you know, as teenagers, it is the core memories that you create here, and it will always feel like home. I've been in and out of here for 20 years, and I, you know, I call LA home.
It will always be that to me. And some of my dearest friends are still there, and I, so it's we live here, but I still Yeah. I still consider
it. Piece of your heart
here. Yes.
Okay, so now that the kids are going to be out of school, what are you wanting to do now that you don't have the responsibility of a high schooler anymore?
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Oh, my God. First of all, I hear people talk about, like, I hear people say the word boredom or lonely. Like, I don't even know what those words mean. Like, yeah. I was like, give me boredom and loneliness for like a day.
Just being solitude.
Like, when I got COVID last summer, not this past summer, the summer before, we had taken a trip. We tested, like, I wasn't feeling great. And I got COVID and got, you know, isolated into like another section of the house. Greatest 5 days of my life.
Oh, sure.
Great, single greatest 5 days of my life.
I'm on vacation.
I didn't have to make a meal. I didn't have to do laundry. I just watched Game of Thrones. I loved it. I loved it.
See, that's exactly
why.
I
think I need to do this every year. Yeah.
That's why I've gotten COVID 20 times.
Exactly. He just keeps getting it. It's so weird.
I was going to say, especially where you guys are so in it now. You are so in it.
Yes, we are. Two-year-olds are, I couldn't imagine. I mean, they were born, you know, during COVID. But it wasn't the craziness of like the first couple of years, right? I could not imagine having, there was one time you got COVID and I had to have the kids by myself for six days.
At least they were still very young. They weren't moving.
Yeah. At least they weren't going to roll off the couch at that point.
Yeah, they were stationary. Uh-huh. Right.
Right.
But it was a lot.
Yeah, it's when they start to move. That's when things get crazy.
God, it's a lot.
And I still don't think he really had COVID. But you know what? It's good.
You're right. I faked it.
It's fine.
I was in all that. I was in that pain, throwing up for fun.
Oh, God.
So, yes. So
in answer
like
to your question, yeah. Mm-hmm. I would like to... The thought of being able to sort of on a whim do something fun with a girlfriend or Ben and I getting to go away and do something without having to worry about the kids' schedules. Mm-hmm. That sounds amazing. But, you know, a lot of the things I haven't even put in the mix of a possibility for me now that, especially now that I'm living in New York, like I would love to do a play. I would like an off-Broadway play. Because that's a different schedule. That's a night schedule that you can't do when you've got kids at home. And I would love to do something like that. Yeah. So I feel like there's like a next chapter that I am.
Would you ever join a musical? Because I know you did musical theater as younger.
The voice, Lance.
there's plenty of people that
it
don't
was
have
good
like
back then.
Incredible it was... voice. It's just, you know, it's about how you use the voice.
It's
Broadway.
True. It would be very daunting. Mm-hmm. It would be the thing that I would immediately want to say no to because of just pure fear.
Yeah.
But know how much I would love it. So and you can work with like it's there. I can carry a tune.
Of course,
it's
yeah.
not. Please, it has not been.
I mean, look at
multiple Real Housewives that have been on Broadway at this point. Okay,
exactly.
And let me tell you, they cannot sing.
Yeah, and look at people like I love like Josh Gad to me is one of my favorites because he does such great plays, but also musicals. Doesn't have the best voice in the world, but he uses it in a way that just works perfectly for Broadway and even Olaf and all that.
You definitely need to act. You need to be able to act it too before you can just have the voice. So I never say never, never say never. But I'm really trying to just say yes to more things. Yeah. Like I'm at that stage in my life too.
Well, let's not say yes to the same pilot.
You and I will not ever say yes.
Well, maybe
yes.
A double
actually,
negative.
A double negative might turn positive. So maybe.
Guys, you need to get a pilot. You actually have to do a pilot. Yeah.
Two pilot killers cross each other out and
it's
make a pilot.
Winner.
I think it's just
a pilot.
It's basic math, really.
It is.
Yeah.
It's just gay and women math.
it's gay math. Yeah.
Yeah, gay math. Yeah. Success.
Speaking of music, what did you grow up with? Who did you love musically? And do you remember your first concert?
Okay, this is where I really get nerdy and it goes right back into musical theater. It was all show tunes.
Yeah.
All show tunes. Then it was Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
That was my first concert, the Jackson 5. That was my first concert.
That's a good
one.
It was, although going way back, I think my real first concert was Donnie and Marie when I was like 8.
Yeah.
At the Allentown Fairgrounds.
Did you ever get to tell them that?
The Jackson 5. I did not get to. I don't know them at all.
You never met them?
No.
I feel like y'all would have run into each other because they had that Donnie and Marie show for a while.
Yes.
We did that show a few times.
Yes. Oh. No, Donnie and Marie, I was like, I loved Donnie and Marie. But no, my music taste was so, like, it was so bad. I think because Billy Joel put Allentown on the show, like, I love Billy Joel. You can't not love Elton John, like Barbra Streisand, Barry Manilow. Like, this is the world I was living in. Nice. There was no rock, really. This was very just to the point where I don't think I've ever publicly said this, but I was dating a musician in L.A. in like the early 90s. Yeah. And he was struggling musician, great songwriter. Like, he would play different clubs and stuff. And this is really bad. I cannot believe he didn't break up with me. And this is like 1991. Yeah. And in the conversation, it was somebody said something about Eddie Vedder. And I said, who's Eddie Vedder? Uh-huh. At the peak of Pearl Jam. Not at the like beginnings of the spark of it.
Yeah.
Peak of Pearl Jam. And I had no idea. So he gave me a real serious education. He stayed with me and then gave me a real serious music education. So my horizons got broadened a bit. But
how long did that relationship last after that? Because I think he gave you a window. He's like, okay, I can't do it right now.
I was going to say, it did kind of end fairly soon after. And we did get back together a few years later, I think, after he schooled me a bit. And then we did get back together for a little bit. But yes, I always credit him for helping me.
Was this Vanilla Ice?
This was not Vanilla Ice. Oh, God, love it.
Was it Neil Patrick Harris? You read that on your Wikipedia.
Okay, please, can we talk about Neil Patrick Harris? Because that was your...
Was that sexual attention palpable too? Like Lance and Emmanuel?
I mean, here's... Maybe you know how... Guys, you know how when you... Because, listen, Neil, that never would have been public knowledge. I never went around telling people that, but he
did.
Howard Stern got it out of him.
Uh-huh.
Because he was, you know, talking about coming out, and he said he was dating girls. And so I will tell you, with Neil, it was such friendship. It was literally like him asking me out. We went to the Magic Castle. Like, we've just, like, loved hanging out, and it was clearly, it became very evident to me very early on, because we also had another friend, a guy friend of mine, who Neil was obsessed with, too. So we sort of
I just
hung
become
out.
His best friend.
The three of us hung out, like, we went, like, I remember we took him thrifting because he was auditioning for Rent. It was, like, really early Neil moments, and it was just this, it was a, just this, yes, it was a beautiful friendship. Yeah. We laughed a lot. He had a great
Did you
sense
make
of
out
humor.
A lot? Because that's what I did. Like with
you
my,
and Danielle.
With my ex Danielle, it was just like such a, we made out so much to make up for the nonsense part of it.
Right. But that's what it is. A lot of like just hand-holding and touchy-feely, but that's like, I minus the making out, I'm so touchy-feely with my gay besties, too. Yeah. So it all, like, was making sense to me in real time.
Yeah.
But you also, it wasn't on me to...
To bring that up.
Explain it to them.
So it was a very natural drift apart. And
at that age, as a gay man or gay boy, you do... You're confused on what love really feels like. Because I know, look, I knew I was gay since I was very, very, very young.
Yeah.
But I never, you know, I knew I'd have to hide it my whole life. I knew I wasn't supposed to act on it. So the love feeling, you didn't know what that felt like if you weren't in love yet. So with my ex, I thought that's what love was. And I really, but I didn't realize that I loved her as my best friend. Like, this was like, just, I'm in love with you because you're my best friend. But
right,
because no,
you're my soulmate
thing.
In that way, but there's not, there's that, the other part of it is not there at all. But you don't know that when it's so new in that way.
Yeah,
so
it's like your meme. Hey, girl, let's just be friends.
Let's just be friends. That's my Valentine's
Day card.
Meme.
It's like, hey, girl, let's just be friends.
Oh, it's genius. Oh, I love it.
Hey,
Hey, L.A., Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. From epic shopping to nonstop pride events, DiscoverLA.com is your gateway to everything L.A. From walk-up windows and rooftop bars to year-round alfresco dining, Los Angeles is a culinary thrill ride sure to leave visitors hungry for more. From tacos to sushi, we truly have some of the best restaurants. After you get a bite to eat, get a taste for fame firsthand by attending a star ceremony on Hollywood Boulevard or glimpse behind the scenes at World Famous Studio Tour. Stop and see a movie at the iconic El Capitan Theater and check out the stairs outside the Dolby Theater where all the stars walk before the Oscars. Take a hike at glamorous Griffith or stop for a boba or a draft cold brew at an outdoor cafe perfect for people watching. There are endless amounts of outdoor activities in L.A. with our beautiful weather. And, of course, Pride is celebrated every day in Los Angeles. Everyone is welcome to experience our sparkling nightlife, indulgent spas, and sensational shopping. Plan your weekend at DiscoverLA.com. It's time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
All right, so you said your kids are getting the acting bug right now. Now, with all this, the phrase nepotism in the acting world, do y'all get a lot of that? And do you fear that they're going to get a lot of flack for just being in an entertainment family?
Yeah, well, it's really interesting because that, the whole Nepo baby, it was almost a year ago when that article came out, that New Yorker article. Mm-hmm. And I remember it was a hot topic because it came out like right around the holidays, and we were all getting together over the holidays, and you know, Ben's an original Nepo baby. Yeah. His parents were Stiller and Mira. Like, we had this real sort of like honest conversation because we were all sort of offended by the cover. It was just sort of the snarkiness of that article.
It was just a hit piece for sure.
With everyone in baby bonnets and holding bottles.
And I always say, too, it's like, look, you know, Sanford and Sons. Okay. So we're going to be mad at him handing over the business to his son, or
that was what this conversation sparked, was us saying, like, my dad owns a security company in Pennsylvania, and my brother, it's a family owned business. Like, why is nobody calling everybody Nepo babies?
It's every business, every school, everything.
You go back into history. I mean, my to the point where my son got so he had a project last year as a junior in high school. They call it this sort of like passion project. And you have to sort of just pick a topic that you want to really do a deep dive and research and answer questions. And it's like a months long, you know, project. Mm-hmm. And he sparked it from that article and from the conversation we had. And he kind of like faced it head on of like, listen, just because of who my parents are, like, does that mean I should not go after what I love doing? Because people are going to, and it was, it was a great project that Ben, you know, helped him kind of craft into this fun, like, script and one man show. And it was so cool that as a family, we got to really talk about it, because the reality is like, it, like you said, it's throughout history, family businesses. It's just because in the entertainment industry, everybody's in front of the you're in the spotlight.
Yeah, that's what you grow up with. If your dad is a doctor, you might go into the medical field because that's what you grew up around. Okay, so this is what I think you and Ben should do. You know, Adam, he had his daughters in the last movie, which they were so incredible in. It was awesome.
They were so good. I mean, first of all, that family,
we love them. They're Ben and best. Adam are very, very close. Uh-huh. And we love them. Like, Adam put Ella in Hubie Halloween, which he did a few years ago. Ella was in high school. Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, Adam is such a family guy. Mm-hmm. And he's like, get everybody in it. Yeah. So tell me what you're thinking.
Well, and if it wasn't for Adam and Ben, I wouldn't be in some of the most iconic movies ever. I mean, they have given me some great gifts, for sure.
Right?
You need to write Nepo Baby. You need to just go right into it, just like Adam did with his bar mitzvah. You do Nepo Baby. And it's
we just lean in.
Yeah, you just lean right into it and just make the fun of it all. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we should talk about it more in 10 years, because we're 10 years ahead of it right now.
Exactly. Yes. There you go. Exactly. Yes.
100%. Let's start it now.
Yeah. Let's just get that IP down because, it's going to be stolen.
And we'll have secret meetings about it behind closed doors. And in 10 years.
And then in 10 years, our kids can be in it and they can be like super nepo.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you guys think about it? Like, do you want to put them in music lessons and in singing lessons? I think parents do that anyway.
Yeah, you want to put them in everything.
You're a musician, everything.
I want them to experience everything. You know, I want you to touch that piano, touch that guitar. I want you to have a singing lesson. I want you to kick that soccer ball. I just want you to just experience everything and see which one they gravitate
to.
You
love.
Now, if I had a wish, I would not want them to be in front of the camera, because I just know how much pressure that comes with. And doesn't matter how thick of a skin you have, it still hurts. You know, I mean,
we're
just like what we were saying, we joke about all the pilots that we don't ever get picked up, but it stings.
It stings in especially in real time. Yeah. Like those that we laugh about it now because look at us now. Yeah. But at the time when you get that call, you're like, oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. And you do start, like you said, it's got to be me. Yeah. Like, I just am not. I hear that.
Now, I would love
to protect them.
I would love to be like, if they wanted to go into like film, television, I would love them to be a director. Right? You'd be a famous director, but I still feel like there's so much less pressure of people following you around and like wanting to know every little thing about you. If you're in music, you know, I would love to be the guitarist, be the drummer, you know, just, you know, be a part of the band, but don't be like the front guy.
But, and just you wait.
Yeah, no, just now he's gonna be,
I'm looking at how gorgeous and electric you got. Like, there's just something tells me.
Yeah, especially our son. He is an entertainer. Oh my gosh.
I mean, the two of them.
And you know them when they're that lit. Like, I remember our kids that little. Yeah. They would walk into the room and put on a show and have everybody stop. Yes. And
he just knows exactly. He knows how to make you laugh. At 2 years old, he knows exactly how to come in a room and make you laugh.
Yeah.
It is. It's the funniest
thing. And captivate.
Thing.
I know.
Right?
We're in trouble. It's a trouble.
And knows
trouble
he's cute. Like, he's going to be trouble because he's.
That's. Yes.
He knows exactly what he's doing. Exactly what he's doing.
Monster.
If you could create a dream project. Okay, because a lot of us entertainers, we have these dream projects we've been sitting on for years. And we're like, God, if I ever had the opportunity, or a finance person came and was like, here's $1 million to make, you know, this film or this TV show pilot that you've always wanted to do. Is there a project that you've always wanted to do?
God, no, I mean, the short answer to that is no, because I, you know, like the bandwidth for me in these last like you know, child rearing years. Yeah, yeah. That's like, I just haven't even allowed myself to go there. Like the closest I've gotten would be like, I want to do theater. I want to do thinking that, but not exactly what. Right. Yeah, so now that's the next step of like, because I really also do believe that once you put it, you start putting it out there. I'm a really firm believer that that energy, not that it's like manifests into what it is, but it's moving. You're sort of moving yourself in a direction of taking action.
Yep.
Even if it's just thought, even if it's just putting it down of like, this would be amazing to do.
Yeah.
Now on the flip side of that, I have a husband who has ideas for things and is writing scripts all the time. And is so, what I would say too, going back to the Nepo baby thing, is like, in a perfect world, I would love to some point, somewhere down the line, have all four of us be in something.
That'd
together.
Be so yes.
Doesn't even have to be starring in. It could just be like, I'll walk through a scene.
Nepo baby, like, 2026. I'm telling you, it's happening.
But Ben, Ben always did that with his parents, and even with his sister's an actor, and she, it's like if you go through the archives of the Ben movies over the years, you'll see lots of our friends, lots of our family, even my brother, who's not an actor. Ben loves to throw Brian in a movie.
It's great. I love that. I love that.
That's great.
Uh-huh. I thank you for asking me that question, because why not? Why not start to actually dream bigger? Because my dreams have been all about, okay, I'm dreaming about getting these kids out of the house.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm dreaming into that next chapter.
But you got to start focusing on yourself after this. Yes, your kids would want that.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Better mom when you take care of yourself,
That's what we always say. That's what we tell ourselves.
We're like, we have to go out tonight.
We have to
we'll
see
be better parents because of it. Yeah. We have to go to that party.
But I think you are. I do.
No, it's 100%. Like, you're still a human being.
You don't feel like you've lost your life as much.
Yeah, your whole life.
No, you really, it's true. It's really true. Especially when they're little, you really need some space, and you need to be around adult humans.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to have some adult human interaction. Because talking, like the potty talk and everything, you realize like the language you're speaking when you go out is like not...
And every time we go out, because most of our friends don't have kids.
Right.
All we do is talk about our kids and show pictures and everything. And I'm like, are they just completely bored of our conversation?
100%. Because like, I was probably bored with our friends that showed me their kids after a while. I'm like, okay, like I see it.
Very cute.
That's amazing. They're cute. I don't need to hear everything.
Cute. I don't need 40 of them.
Yeah.
Yesterday she read her first word. It said da-da. She said da-da.
And they're like, that's great.
Da-da.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Da-da. All right. So since it's the holidays, what's the holidays look for you guys? What does it look like?
Oh, my gosh. I love the holidays. Yeah. We host Thanksgiving. We do like a big Thanksgiving dinner. Nice. And
how many people do y'all have?
It's not gigantic, but like 16 people. Like during COVID, it didn't happen. It didn't. Like we dialed it back. It was like immediate family and my mom and brother and a few extras. But it's gonna be about 16, 17 people. But and like just the most buttery, rich recipe, like just cooking for days leading up to it. Okay. Even to the point where I don't even on the day enjoy it. I just love the company because I've eaten everything leading up to it. But I love it. I love baking. I love the because I really only do that kind of like cooking once a year. Like I'm more of a short order cook otherwise.
Oh, yeah.
But then it's Christmas and I love I love the decorating. I love this. I'm such a candle person. I love like the scent, the evergreen candles.
We just got sent. There's a new company called Queer Candle, and it's trans owned. And there's a spruce one, and it's the best one I've ever smelled.
Yes. Like right now, because we're in November, I'm in a pumpkin spice candle happening and that. Like I'm a candle person. Yes. I love the scent to like getting the house filled up. Mm-hmm. So, we don't have, what did you say, 36 trees?
I have 35. Don't put too many on me.
We do two trees. Well, two trees. And then we have this big tree outside that we like light up Like I try to call it, like we light it up like Rockefeller Center, but I it's because it's a big tree, a big sad tree that only looks beautiful like for a couple months of the year because we string it with multicolored lights.
I've been wanting to do that. In my front yard, there's I have three pine trees that grow together, so it looks like a huge Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm like, oh, I want to make that just one huge Christmas tree, put lights all the way to the top so the whole neighborhood is joyous, be like, wow, that's so cool. I got a quote on that like 2 years ago.
It was
just to put
trees.
Lights
very big
in these pine trees was like $10,000. Like,
oh my God.
And you didn't even own the lights. They come and take the lights back. I'm like, what?
I know. It was like a rental.
Yeah. And then it's, that's nuts. Yeah. That's an,
I was like, the
LA
neighborhood
quote.
Doesn't deserve
that's an
that.
LA.
Yeah. They don't deserve that.
They don't deserve it.
They don't deserve that gift. Yeah. We don't need to give the neighborhood that gift.
It is really sad because I'm the only house that really decorates during Halloween and Christmas. You know,
on
some
our street,
do.
Yeah.
But like, I'm the only one. We don't even get one trick-or-treater. I have candy out there waiting, but no one ever comes. It's like really sad. But then a quarter mile down the street is thousands and thousands of kids trick-or-treating. So I don't understand.
No one's marching up this hill.
I mean, we are on a hill, but you know, the kids need exercise.
That's a great place to go hiking.
I know. It's LA. It depends on where you are, like what nook you're in. I remember LA could feel like that in different neighborhoods. So like we happened to be in a neighborhood where it was everybody met at one person's house and the whole group, like to this day, I still get texts from friends who are still there. Who
what
like,
neighborhood was that? Because we go.
It was Outpost. Outpost.
Yeah. I bet that's great.
It was super.
Because we
go
Toluca Lake, which is. Awesome.
Oh, of course. That's so family.
They bus in kids. I mean, thousands of kids. And then this year we did Encino,
which was
just as crazy.
I was going to say, that's super,
like in the suburb
family.
Yes, with all the big houses there.
But Toluca Lake, I have to say, is best because they literally, everyone gives full-size candy bars. And Encino does the fun size, but that's okay. It's
we loved that was kind of like, I liked that being our claim to fame is like doing full size. Like, cause you do it once a year. I was like, come on, we gotta do it. We gotta, but you know, and everybody kind of went around at the same time. So it wasn't like you had to keep opening the door. Yeah. Everybody just kind of left stuff out and all the parents dressed up, like everybody dressed up. Yeah. It was so fun. Like we got to New York and I remember some of my kid, because they were so little at the time, 8 and 5. And I remember some of the parents, like we showed up to the event. We were the only parents dressed up.
They're all over it.
And then we got them on board a couple of years later.
LA people. God.
You LA people.
Oh, these actors. Always in character. God.
Be yourself, damn it.
Well, Christine, okay, I'm going to let you go now because, I could talk to you for hours and hours. I hope you have an incredible holiday season.
I can't wait to see photos of everything. I'll social media, I'm sure. Do you post?
Yes, I'll post. Hello. Okay, we're big posters.
I'm a private account, but I'm a good follower. Like I'm a good social.
Wait,
you
need to send me your
definitely. Yeah.
Why am I not following your private account, Christine?
I could get a Lance Bass follow. Michael follow.
You know, people have to pay big money for that.
Big money.
Big
money.
I got you. Well, I'm super excited for everything for your future. I can't wait to see you on Broadway because we're manifesting that right now. Nepo Baby 26 on Netflix.
The musical.
Let's do it. Why not?
It's first the Netflix film, then it turns into a musical. Yeah. So you're going to the next 10 years of your life are going to be all about nepotism.
I'm booked.
Booked and busy.
That's good.
Yeah. And we're skipping the pilot. We're going straight to series.
We'll cancel each other. We've got it all planned. Yeah. We're going to spark this behind the scenes.
I love this for you guys. We have figured this out. Thank you. It's about time.
You two are delightful. Thank you. I'm not kidding. I feel like I just want to hang out with you. This was so much fun.
We are when we get to New York. We should be there at some point in the next few months. So we'll definitely hit you up.
When we're because Ben sends his love and we do.
We'll give my love to him and the fam. You are the best.
Absolutely.
You really are.
So much love.
All right, Christine. Well, I will talk to you very soon and you have the best holiday ever.
Yes.
Bye, guys.
All right, bye, my love. All right, text me your private account.
I will. Bye.
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 Hey LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. From epic shopping to nonstop pride events, DiscoverLA.com is your gateway to everything LA. From walk-up windows and rooftop bars to year-round alfresco dining, Los Angeles is a culinary thrill ride sure to leave visitors hungry for more. From tacos to sushi, we truly have some of the best restaurants. After you get a bite to eat, get a taste for fame firsthand by attending a star ceremony on Hollywood Boulevard or glimpse behind the scenes at World Famous Studio Tour. Stop and see a movie at the iconic El Capitan Theater and check out the stairs outside the Dolby Theater where all the stars walk before the Oscars. Take a hike at glamorous Griffith or stop for a boba or a draft cold brew at an outdoor cafe perfect for people watching. There are endless amounts of outdoor activities in LA with our beautiful weather. And of course, Pride is celebrated every day in Los Angeles. Everyone is welcome to experience our sparkling nightlife, indulgent spas, and sensational shopping. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Miss Christine Taylor, everyone, told you she was nice.
She's so great.
I know. I can't wait for y'all to hang when we get to New York.
I know. I already feel like we're good friends. Mm-hmm.
That's where we actually met, was in New York, because I was doing Zoolander. And I met Ben, you know, before that, and he wanted me to be at Zoolander. He sent me the script, and he wanted me to come over to see them film something. It, you know the scene in Zoolander where they're at the gas pumps and they're spraying and the guy dies, whatever. Anyway,
that's it explodes.
Yeah, so that's in the Meatpacking District, and I was there when they filmed that, and so I read the script after that scene because I'm like, what is this? Like, what the hell is this movie? And I remember thinking, this is horrible. Like, what?
You didn't see the vision?
Well, I mean, it was either, I didn't know that it was supposed to be super campy and just like over the top. So when first read, I was like, whoa, like this is, how did this get made? This is so silly. But of course, it became the
best. I mean, it's Ben Stiller. Hello. What do you expect it's going to be?
It was so good. But yeah, just reading it, I'm like, oh my, what am I getting into?
Did you think it was like a Meryl Streep like drama?
Well, no.
From the brilliant minds of The Cable Guy and Something About Mary.
But you have to admit, Zoolander is like the most over-the-top movie he's ever done. I mean, it really went there.
It's such a good movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible. It is a classic. So yeah. That was fun. And that's how I got to meet them. And then we had like a game night.
I didn't even talk to Christine about The Craft.
Why didn't we talk about
The Craft? Why didn't we talk about The Craft?
All right. Get Christine back on the line. We got to talk about the craft. All right. All right. Well, that is all the show I have for you today. Have a wonderful holiday season.
Yes.
Be safe out there. Don't drink and drive, because I know at Thanksgiving, sometimes you got to tip it back because the family kind of gets on your nerves.
If that's the case, you Uber.
Uber or get a DD. Mm-hmm. Make one of your kids drive you home.
Yeah.
Be safe out there. And remember, take care of those animals too, because they need us.
Especially it's getting cold.
And we need them. Yes.
Make sure they're warm.
A little sweater on them.
Yeah.
All right. No fireworks until New Year's, but you know, when that happens too, plug their ears up.
Yeah, just a little, that's just a little disclaimer for July.
Yeah. No, New Year's, it's right around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they do fireworks there too. Yeah. We get two big firework moments in the year.
Okay.
I know. It's my favorite. I love fireworks.
You do.
I do.
You do.
They have these new fireworks now that they blow up and then they turn into shapes of things. Like, what the hell?
What are you going to think of next?
And I've not seen one of these in person, but a drone show.
Those are crazy.
Right?
Yes.
I guess I know how you just program it, but I've never seen one go dead or fall out. They always go off perfectly that I've seen.
Wild.
I'm sure there's been mishaps, but I love it. It's like, I'm intrigued.
So you can go Google one of those if you don't know what
yeah,
he's talking about.
Yeah, man. All right, guys. I am going to let you go right now. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time on Frosted Tips. But until then,
stay frosted.
Hey, thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Frosted Tips with Lance.
And Michael Turchinart.
And at Lance Bass for all your pop culture needs.
And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars, 6 if you can. See you next time.
Hey, LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. Immerse yourself in our vibrant fashion scene where exclusive streetwear meets high-end boutiques. Stroll through styles defining our bold, wildly creative city, like the unique finds at Melrose Trading Post, a real LA gem. Explore star-studded experiences on Hollywood Boulevard, behind-the-scenes studio tours, and moments of awe under our legendary blue sky. Picture this. The iconic Griffith Observatory, inspiring directors worldwide. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's the time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, zatting off.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ+ bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.